It's the radio segment that's given out pennies and old carrots to trick-or-treaters this year.
What?
Do not go to that house.
Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for a very special Halloween edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh, man.
If you don't know how this works, I read a headline, then go around the room and ask my co-hosts if they care to hear about it. If they do, you're going to get a treat. In the form of a delicious story that's filled with nougaty goodness and make your brain say, ooh.
Oh.
If they don't care, you're getting a bucket full of broccoli.
Oh.
Raw.
Ooh.
You're going to eat it and you're going to like it.
I like raw broccoli. Is that weird?
Just chewing so much.
So let's get right to it with your first headline. Is that a giant gourd in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
What?
Care or don't care?
All right, you know I love a big gourd. I care.
A 2,350-pound pumpkin called the Tiger King has been named the winning pumpkin at a California competition known as the Super Bowl of Pumpkins.
It sounds like
over 2,000 pounds.
Dang.
Travis Geinger from Minnesota is the man who grew the pumpkin. He says he named it Tiger King after the Netflix special because when the pumpkin was little, he noticed it might have orange and white striped coloring.
I see.
Cute.
And this is the crazy thing. The pumpkin competition has a pay-by-the-pound system where the first place winner gets $7 per pound of their pumpkin. So
what?
Travis went home that day with a prize of
$16,450. I was wondering why these people were growing these huge pumpkins.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
A money pumpkin.
It pays. We are in the wrong business.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they resell it? How do they make their money off
I don't
that?
Know.
Oh, yeah, we have a photo of the pumpkin over there if you want to see. It's enormous.
It's sideways. Oh,
it's like the size of a house.
It's
like
collapsing in on itself.
Yeah.
It weighs
yeah.
so much.
Let's carve it.
Let's go to your next headline. Somebody on the internet just created the most 2020 Halloween promo ever, and it's pretty funny. Care or don't care?
I got it. That's funny. I got to listen
There's
to
something
it.
In funny funny. I care.
I care.
All right. Imagine a creepy haunted house with abandoned storefronts crawling with lifeless people.
Okay, I'm picturing zombies.
Well, imagine no longer, because according to one guy on the internet, it's closer than you think.
This Halloween, go to the scariest haunted house around. It's at the mall on the edge of town. Walk through empty store space. You'll be greeted by a woman outside who'll tell you,
this used to be a Kmart.
Over the abandoned Toys R Us. Imagine the blank stares of the dolls that used to line the shelves. Amazon killed us. Electricity of what used to be Radio Shack. Then go get a devilish treat at Cinnabon, which for some spooky reason is still in business. Freaked out by the pale-skinned goth employee who tells you,
it's really dead around here. I guess everyone's shopping on the internet. Turn your bag or you can eat it here.
So, there you go.
Dude, I'm risking it all for that Cinnabon.
If you want to go to a haunted house this year, just go to the nearest mall.
All right.
Spooky.
I feel like malls are just going to turn into giant Halloween stores.
I really enjoyed that.
That was pretty good.
I know. Awesome. I almost didn't care. I'm glad I did.
I do know. How is Thanks, Cinnabon still in business?
It's a great question.
Honestly.
I mean, even Orange Julius couldn't make
I
it,
know.
You know?
It must be a front for something.
Yeah.
Ooh, they are addicting.
Yeah.
They are addicting cinnamon rolls.
Let's go to your next headline. Halloween of the future is here thanks to one ingenious candy company. Care or don't care?
I don't care.
God, you don't.
I don't care.
You don't care about candy.
He said candy and Brooke freaks out.
Of course
That's all
I care.
He wants. No, I don't care.
It's your future ingenious.
All right.
Not my keywords.
Old people.
And all the kids out there listening right now. Not going to hear about the cool candy that's
You're
happening. That's okay.
Know.
We're moving on to something that I think you're going to care about.
Okay.
Trending, reverse trick-or-treating is in and reverse cowgirl is out. Care.
What happened to reverse cowgirl? I care.
You guys don't care about this one. You guys know Kool-Aid's iconic brand mascot, the giant pitcher of Kool-Aid that breaks through your living room wall and shouts, oh yeah!
Yeah, of course.
Well, someone at the Kool-Aid company decided to turn that nightmare into reality with reverse trick-or-treating.
What?
Oh, what does that mean?
This Halloween, some lucky families, or unlucky, depending on how you look at it, are going to get a visit from the Kool-Aid man himself.
What?
He plans to deliver Scary Berry Jammer drink pouches, Kool-Aid Scary Berry Popping Candy and special Kool-Aid Man costumes to special contest winners.
Fun.
It's awesome, cool. But my kids have no idea who the Kool-Aid Man is because they don't see commercials anymore.
Yeah.
They just watch shows online, and there's no Kool-Aid commercials.
It'll be even more terrifying when a giant bowl of juice shows up to their house.
Just, why is he yelling at
me? Just head over to their Twitter and tell them why you want your house busted in by the giant red guy. Kool-Aid says they are not going to pay for any damages that Kool-Aid Man causes getting in and out of your house because you asked for it.
Yeah, your kids, like some random guy's breaking and entering. It's okay, kiddos, let him come in. Oh, yeah!
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
Where do fashionable ghosts shop?
Where?
At the boutique.
Oh. I knew that was coming.
You like that one. And if I say it again, boutique. There we go. Got the laugh. That's Care or Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.